The PC police came for Artie Lang last week. That or the foul-mouthed comic crossed a line and was held to account. Either way, Lang threw a big juicy steak into the internet controversy machine when he tweeted a slavery-era sex fantasy about ESPN's Carrie Champion, and he definitely got himself chewed out as a result. To recap, Artie Lang was engaging in an act of self-love while watching ESPN and decided to occupy his free hand tweeting the details of his fantasy. He cast himself as Thomas Jefferson and cast First Take host Carrie Champion as his slave, and described his defeat and humiliation at her hands. In the end, Champion frees herself, and Lang makes Skip Bayless his slave as reparations. This was a happy ending, perhaps for Lang alone. His tweets sparked criticism and outrage online, and he was subsequently disinvited from the Comedy Central show at midnight. What I wonder is, where does public conversation end and an individual's right to not be dragged into some random slob slavery fantasy begin? Does a public figure like a television host forfeit their right to not be discussed in that way as part of the cost of doing business? From my personal perspective, Artie's tweets were unfunny and gross, and it was at the very least rude to bring someone into his very public sex daydreams without their consent. But in my life as a stand-up comic, I am also guilty of engaging in my own version of Lang's tweets. Fairly often, I hit on people in the audience from the stage. Why? Talking about sexuality in blunt terms is funny. Sexuality is a big part of life, and yet we have all these hang-ups about how we talk about it. That creates a certain kind of tension, and good comedy releases that tension. Finding out where to draw the line in creating and resolving that tension is the tricky part. One of the most important lessons I've learned is that you can get away with anything if it's funny, but Lang's tweets didn't make me laugh. Of course, I don't speak for all stand-up comedians. I asked some other Philadelphia area comics for their thoughts on the Artie Lang story, and I got a range of responses.
Obviously, he can say whatever he wants, but the public has a right to say, no, that is disgusting, and I will not let that go without comment.
I don't know where he was going with that material. I'd save the blue stuff for the stage where people paid to see him.
There's no disputing that the thoughts were ignorant, but people tweet ignorant things all the time.
If you consider yourself an artist or a comedian, it wasn't really showing your skill level.
Honestly, as a comic, I'm not viscerally offended. I'm just not into the material. It was a setup with no punchline.
People who've never even heard of him are looking him up to find out who he is just so they can be angry about this. As if he has a responsibility as an entertainer to exercise better judgment online. I feel like we're wasting energy.
For his part, Artie Lang's last word on the matter seems conciliatory, but with a heavy sense of resignation. In a tweet, he said, "I'm sorry to whoever was hurt by the tweets. I will keep some jokes to myself. It's a different world." I think we can all agree on that last part. For WHYY, I'm Alejandro Morales.